I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
What's good? Happy Tuesday. Good afternoon and welcome. You got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Happy State Bank. Alongside Chris Snead, I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott back behind the glass. We're with you for the next hour and a half. As we'll give away to Texas Tech Baseball at that time. And by we, I mean all three of us. We're all hanging for the hour and a half. Y'all keep hitting us up. Whatever thoughts, comments, questions you got, bring those in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app, which you can take just about anywhere with you, even listen in out in Drywood, Kansas. Hey, yo, Sneeder.
What's up? Obviously not your baseball acumen.
The microphone was in the way.
Mm-hmm.
I was just tossing it to myself. And
sure. You just keep telling yourself that. Well,
what are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
There's usually a baseball on this desk every day.
Is there?
Yeah.
That just
and it's over
started.
There by the trash can now because... Tell us why, Choice.
Because Sneed threw it at me and missed.
No, no.
There's no TV evidence of what happened.
We watched the first TV image
that people saw if they were tuning in on Fox 34 News now. You throw a baseball 2 feet in the air and just drop it on the mic and it roll off the table.
You want to revise your Barbara Streisand statement right now?
I did not have... Oh, that was the Bill Clinton one. Never mind. No, we're good. Mm-hmm. We're good. How's your... How's your Tuesday going? You getting ready for some baseball?
Yeah. I'm trying. I've got a...
You going to sneak over to the ballpark for a little bit? Like stick an earbud in some meetings?
I might have a... No. It's not so much that getting out of leaving the office. I can do that.
Right.
I mean, because I mean...
You're
I'm,
like the
I'm
boss.
I'm not the boss.
You're the boss.
But I can... I mean... I could leave and go watch, but I've got a baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to work my first JV baseball game in like 20 years today.
Wow. You got relegated, huh? You must have done really bad the last game.
No.
Not that.
They've asked me to work with a young umpire.
Did you kick a coach out that wasn't actually saying anything and it was a fan in the stands and said, I don't care?
No.
That wasn't you? Okay.
No.
Did you see that happen yesterday?
Yeah.
Aaron Boone, for the Yankees manager, got
this
tossed.
Whole idea that Aaron Boone was over there, you know, dutifully going through his hymnal.
You're and, not seriously going to defend it.
No,
are you?
I'm not going to defend it.
Okay.
I'm not going to defend it. You know, Hunter Wendelstadt made a mistake and then he stuck to his guns. Yeah, I get it.
He said, I don't care.
He said, I don't care.
I don't.
You know what? Probably.
It was kind of funny.
Because the reality is. Boone probably deserved it from some other time he didn't get dumped.
Oh, that's just like your parents. Like, I mean, that is the classic parents'
okay,
punishment.
Yeah.
Right? It's the classic parents' punishment where it's like, well, if you didn't deserve this one this time, or if you're telling the truth, then you probably did something.
Probably did something that you did deserve to get punished
for. It's making
it
up for it in the past when you didn't get one you needed.
Aaron Boone, I mean, is among the worst. Coaches out there for just chirping, being a wine bag from the dugout. And, I mean, how many times he just passed Billy Martin for most ejections in the Yankees history? And that's hard to do because Billy Martin got ejected like once a week.
I wish, because they had a great camera angle on everything, right? And they slow it down with the guy in the stands who actually says something. Uh-huh. You can see it. But what I was bothered by was they only showed him whenever Boone stormed out, you know, to say it wasn't me, and get into the confrontation. Then they didn't pan over long enough to the guy who did it, because, like, for a split second, you can see his face go like, oh,
yeah, like, I know. Yeah,
now,
I wish
here's the thing.
He did change clothes, by the way.
If Hunter Winnelstedt wanted to do what would have been the right thing, it would have been, all right, hey, sorry, Aaron, my bad. Hey, that dude up there in the blue shirt, see you, buddy.
You're not going to do that in a Major League Baseball
Absolutely,
game.
Absolutely, you're going to do that in a Major League
not
Baseball game.
Not in a Major
game.
League Baseball
Absolutely,
game.
Absolutely, you're going to lose that dude.
For not chirping on the second batter, ump. Though.
That is as soft as it gets if you're tossing a guy in the front row for a second row for in a Major League Baseball game.
Well,
it's not
he
saying
just,
something.
He just got a coach ejected, so.
Because the umpire was in his feelings. I mean. It's just.
What if he throws him out and he's like, "No, it was Boone. It wasn't me. It was Boone."
Look, I don't think there's more.
The problem is, and this is what the internet has done. And I'm gonna get on a soapbox for a second here. This is one of the things that the internet has done, and it has created a narrative that all umpires are terrible. All umpires only make bad calls, and you know nobody ever puts a good call on the internet. The only calls you see on TikTok or Reels or Twitter or anything.
Vine.
Oh, yeah. Are the calls that, you know, it's, you know, badumpiring.com or, you know, nobody puts a good call on there. You know, there might be a guy could go six games in a row and be great. You make one bad call in a Little League game and all of a sudden, is this umpire right or wrong? Did this umpire make the right call?
Oh, I think there are.
Oh, this is it is
no, there are
garbage.
Some, there are a
it
lot
is
of the
garbage, and it's a bunch of Stanley vodka cranberry drinking baseball moms sitting on the front row talking to their best friend, and all of a sudden their son comes up and they get their phone out there, and little Johnny strikes out, and the next thing you know, oh my God, you're so terrible, umpire! Blah, 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 blah. Well, why don't you drop the donut over there, honey, and pick up a blue shirt and come out here with us?
Donuts and. Cranberry vodka.
That sounds pretty terrible.
Mix.
That's a bad mix.
The breakfast of champions.
There's nothing like watching some. No, oh, man, I'm just sorry.
That's okay, because I'm going to respond and not say anything bad about any Little League umpires or anything like that. I will say Major League umpires have the biggest ego problem out there. There is a massive ego problem
okay.
when it comes to Major League umpires.
Let me just say something.
And Angel Hernandez.
Well, duh. I mean, you guys want these guys to be little horses, you know, little butterflies, and not do anything.
No.
But when it's 3-2, do you think the guy who called 3-2 on a Josh Spores pitch at the top of the zone in the bottom of the seventh of the World Series had some stones? Yeah, because he's got an ego. It takes an ego to call that right there and say in that moment. And you wanted him to have the stones to do that, didn't you? Because he could have called ball
to make
four.
A correct call, sure.
Correct
yeah,
call.
I want,
okay,
I
that
want had, them
that
to,
pitch hadn't been a strike all night, by the way.
Then it's not a strike.
I'm just saying.
If it hadn't been a strike all night, then it's not a strike.
I'm just saying.
And that's where, thank you, the robot umpire comes back in. And,
okay, you know what?
When we get the robots, then every pitch is consistent.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Until the robot umpire doesn't call that pitch because it's not.
Okay, but it's consistent every time, and that's what we want, fans.
Okay.
That's what we want. All right. I think we got all of that out.
You started it.
Okay.
Don't complain when you poke the bear and the bear bites
brother.
Back.
Okay,
the
brother.
Bear
you
bites
started
back.
It.
Skippy. Schwa.
Okay, champ.
Guys, it's Derby
pal.
Week. Can't we all just
it
get
is
along?
Derby week.
Pal.
Let's all kumbaya.
Buddy.
And
are you wearing your suit tomorrow?
And be happy. I'm not. I don't think so.
I am.
I don't know.
I'm
probably
gonna wear
not.
A suit. I'm gonna wear a suit.
We'll hit you with some headlines.
I'm also coming to the end of the bench.
Yeah, it's the bottom line on 100.7 Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Tuesday, y'all. It is bottom line on 100.7 Score and 107score.com. Choice Woodman and Chris Sneed joining you here in the First United Bank studio. Keep your thoughts, your comments coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com. We'll hear Coach McGuire's thoughts on a few of the rule changes Snead and I talked about last week, and how he feels about two-minute warning, helmet communication, and those sorts of things. We will continue to take your thoughts, your comments in the on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. What do you think the Cowboys go after draft-wise on Thursday?
They need to get after their offensive line.
Yeah, that's exactly –
they've lost a ton to free agency, so they need to get busy. You got to replace Tyron Smith, Tyler Biadasz. And the sad thing about it, they had finally developed Tyler Biadasz. And
it's like, all right.
See ya. He'd actually become a serviceable hand for him.
Serviceable hand, horse name. I say these things. We're not actually writing them down. I have written two down.
Well, you need to write that down. If you start saying them, you need to write them down.
For next year? I've written two down that I've deemed good enough for, like, that'll hold over for next year. Ticklish Little Pitch is one.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
That's got a, yeah, that'll hold on. And then Virgin Void.
Oh.
It was supposed to be Virgin Voyage, and I said Virgin Void. But that was, so, those are the two we've got down for 2025. We do have a horse race scheduled for tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Clint Scott will get on the mic, and
I will be in my finest linens.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I literally have a linen suit for the actual Derby coming up in 2 weeks.
I won't be in a linen suit, but I mean, I have some nice bright colored pants, a nice bright colored shirt, nice bright colored sports.
You're really gonna dress up? I can't decide if I want to.
I'm going to wear the pants and the shirt to work, and then I'm going to put the sports coat on for the Derby.
I mean, we have 3 hours of a show after that.
I mean, that's up to you, man. I only have to be here for an hour.
Yeah, I don't know if I want
to. Well, I'm going to be here during the 11:30 hour.
So you'll be here an hour.
I'll be here for an hour and a half. And
all right.
Do we have all the proper microphones for this?
That's a great
question. We've already made it. Yeah, I'm sitting next to Collier.
You're sitting... We get to share mics. That's all that matters. You can pinch Collier if you want to talk, and
where's
then
the handheld.
I think they took it away.
Ah.
You know, there's no. That's right there. That's right there. You know, our guy's Thedford Nashby. They ruin privileges sometimes. Just kidding. One of those guys. So since it is Derby Eve and the Derby, the End of the Bench Derby presented by the Bottom Line will run tomorrow morning at 11:30. It's time to drop our predictions in.
Oh, wow.
Who do you have winning? I can pull the list for you if you need to. Or do you already?
I am a big fan of the Barnyard Pimp.
Really?
Yeah. And he's 5-1, isn't he?
4-1, yeah.
4-1. I think we're looking at I'm going to go Barnyard Pimp to win, and I'm going to go Chuck Hates New Home to place.
Okay.
And in an upset, because I like it. I think Molested Goose.
Molested Goose.
Molested Goose in the but you know what?
At 30-1.
And I think they're going
to
fight off Meat Sock.
Okay.
So I've got an upset for the show. Molested Goose and Meat Sock.
Okay, I'm writing down your predictions. That way we have it.
Yeah, but I am about the Barnyard Pimp.
So wait, what was your win play show?
Barnyard Pimp, Chuck Hates New Home, and then the Molested Goose.
Okay.
With a close fight, close fourth, Meat Sock.
Meat Sock.
And I might even have Inner City Squirrel in there.
No, he's in the champion circle, just watching.
Oh, he's right. He won last year.
Yeah, that was the first. No, that was our very first one, wasn't it?
Inner City Squirrel. Never mind. But
yes, he was the inaugural winner.
Yeah,
he was our inaugural inaugural.
Where can I find last year's
say
race?
Say that again.
Inaugural winner.
Where can you find it?
Where can I find it?
We got last year's race. Actually, Bullfighter tweeted it back at us. He posted some video to last year's race, so you can kind of listen and watch on the twit. Okay, so my win play show for tomorrow's race, and I don't know if Hacks and Collier and them gave official picks or not. If not, they've got time to do it tomorrow morning. My number one, see, I picked Barnyard Pimp as my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can have the same favorite as me. I mean,
I don't know if I want.
Is the odds changing?
Tobacco Enema is the favorite. That's three. That one goes off at 3-1.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna go.
I'm sensitive.
I don't want to pick the same one as you.
You can pick the same as me. God, it doesn't make you a bad person.
I'll go Air Biscuit.
Air Biscuit.
Who's got 6-1 odds?
No.
Air Biscuit. We're going Humpback Gladiator.
Okay.
And I'll go Barnyard Pimp to show.
To show?
Yeah. To show. But we've got several horses like 50-1 odds.
Yeah.
Several. Kerwin Essence. Chicken and Drugs. Balls of Greatness. Humpty Doo Mate. Oh, I kind of wanted to do that one.
Balls of Greatness.
Biblical Battery, Hibachi Sadness, all at 50-1.
Obviously, for the fairness of the call, I cannot pick a horse.
Okay. But if you were going to.
Yeah, if I do the Herb Street, if I go like from
keys
one
to the game.
From each
keys to the race.
Odds, I think Biblical Battery might sneak up on people at 50-1 odds.
Ooh.
There's something about that that's calling out. I wouldn't suggest picking that as the winner, but maybe showing being the top three somewhere in there. I do not like Tobacco Enema with the best odds. If I were picking, again, I would stay away from that.
Okay.
If I were, no one has really picked Buttercrotch to
my
knowledge.
No one has. I figured you would go.
And I think Buttercrotch has ran well the last few races. It's really good out of the gates.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a chance, you know, to kind of slow down when you go down the final
slippery.
Stretch. But if he has a good enough lead, Buttercrotch, look out.
I mean,
he could slip all the way to a victory.
It could be
yes.
slippery.
Yeah.
What? So what was
speaking of slippery? I also like Big Sweaty Cupid in there too. So.
Was that
not official picks? I'm just saying, if I were,
okay,
those are horses that I really like what they've done so far leading up to the race.
Very well done, very well done. I am curious, like, there's not any rain in the forecast tomorrow in Lubbock, but there could be rain in the forecast in
Ransom Canyon
and Ransom Canyon Downs. No, Woodman Estates, Ransom Canyon Downs, right? Is that where we're at?
Ransom Canyon Downs, a part of the majestic Woodman Estates. Yes.
Thank you. Got to get the name officially right. Thank you. Oh, I swear to everything, if Buttercrotch wins, I'm going to be so mad. It's from Shelley. Why would
that's kind of why, because I've seen hate on it, and so I think
why?
It may be upsetting to people.
I guess so.
It may be a villainous win.
Villainous win.
Horse name?
Yeah, could be. Where can I see the bracket? Is Hobbit XXL still in? It is, and that was Clint's pick, right? That was
that was. That's. I love the name. I don't think it's going to perform well.
It's at 20-1
odds. I think it's going to be a little short in the race.
Hey! All right, preview of what's coming tomorrow, I'm sure. I'll post the link to the pole positions with the odds. There's no bracket, but pole positions, we'll post those with the odds, so those are there. And Shelly has posted prior derbies links too.
Oh, nice.
So you can
I need to go watch those in the break here.
Yep, you can watch, listen, take it all in. For the funds.
Collier's let me know. I can have his mic tomorrow.
tacos that'll kill you. Taco OJ's. I see what you did there. It's the bottom line. Got a secret word next on 100.7 The Score.
getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I saw a little twinkle in your eye.
Pop quiz, hop shot.
By the way, Jamie's not normally here at this time. Anyway, he won't be here today because he's got a baseball game. All right.
All right, Choicer.
Let's go.
Who are we playing today?
The Static.
The Static.
Take that, Static.
New Mexico.
All right. We are 47-24 against them all time. 26-8 at home, 19-16 on the road. We have already played them once this year and won.
Uh-huh.
Since 2000.
Oh, my gosh.
Since 2000, Choicer, Texas Tech has swept the season series with New Mexico three times. If you can give me one, I'll give you a pat on the back. You can give me two, you win. If you can give me all 3 years, I will buy your lunch today. Today, I'll buy your lunch. Actually, I can't buy your lunch today. I have to buy lunch tomorrow.
I already ate lunch too.
Okay.
I had leftover Bell's chicken.
Oh, from Abilene?
Yeah. Wow. Wife went on Sunday and brought me some back.
Okay.
Sorry, bro. It was freaking good, too.
It is. It's fantastic.
Threw it back in the air fryer today, and it worked out well. Yeah,
that's what we had for Easter lunch.
Bell's. You ever been there?
No.
You gotta try it.
I gotta try it.
It's one of those family side.
Family style.
And
Sweetwater.
It's great. Oh. It's great.
I like Bell's a little bit more than Allen's, but I do like Allen's too.
Yeah, gotta give it a try when you're in Abilene. Yeah. All right. Man, my dates run together here. Let's go with 2018. Give me my strike. Am I anywhere close?
Could be. Might be.
I feel like Josh Young was part of one of those that we swept, and that's why I said 18. So let's go 19.
Let's see. 19. You played three. Well, you had three games scheduled. You won one in Lubbock. You had one canceled. And you lost in Albuquerque.
Didn't he hit for the cycle that day?
Yeah, and we lost 12-9.
And we lost in that?
12-9.
Gosh, dang it. This is not a great start.
No. By the way, 2018, wait a second.
Was I correct on 2019 or 18?
I have to go to the roof. I'm going under the hood.
Review.
After further review, Texas Tech did in fact sweep Albuquerque's New Mexico Lobos in 2018. So you only have one strike.
First one I said.
So we have one strike.
I mean, I think the second strike should be taken away because
No. There's going to be an adjustment to this deal now.
I get four strikes?
You still get three strikes, but there are 4 years.
Oh, dang
it. I missed 1 year.
But I feel like the strike should be taken away because I was shooting for a Josh Young year.
No.
I was shooting for a Josh Young year. Okay.
You have one strike.
No.
You have one strike.
Judges?
I'll say this. Since he was going Josh Young, I don't think he would have guessed 2019.
Okay, fine. You have no strikes.
Okay. 2018, we're going to go 2003. I don't even know if we played him in 2003.
You played him every year since 2000. In 2003, you played them three times. You won in Lubbock 4-2. You won in Lubbock 10-1. And you lost in Lubbock.
Dang it. Son of a gun.
9-6.
Son of a gun.
I was actually wrong. You actually played them five times. You lost in Albuquerque 13-11.
Why are we playing these punks so much?
And you won in Albuquerque 11-8.
All right, let's go back.
One strike.
Thank you. Let's go back to Except, wait a second. I'm going to go early, Tim Tadlock. How about 2014?
In 2014, you played them three times. You won in Lubbock, 9-3. You won in Midland, 6-3. And you lost in Albuquerque, 4-3.
Dang it. Which one's the one Tadlock got kicked out?
I think that was in Midland. No, it was Albuquerque.
It was in Albuquerque. And then,
that was like 2018.
And then he was wandering around,
didn't know where to go.
There was no bus to go hop on. And then
he found the punk
from New Mexico said that he was hanging around and got him a suspension after that.
All right, you have two strikes. You have one correct. There are 3 years available to you.
Three out of 20?
Out of like 25.
25. Let's go with 2016. So I actually think that might be the year.
You played them four times in 2016.
That's not good.
You won in Lubbock 14-10. You won in Albuquerque.
Let's go. Let's go.
7-4. You won in Lubbock, 4-3.
Let's go.
And you lost in Albuquerque, 6-5 in 10 innings.
All right.
You swept them in 2000.
I'm waiting on my pat on the back. You said if I got one of them, I'd get
a pat on the back. You swept them in 2000. You swept them again in 2005, three times, all in Lubbock. You swept them in 2006 four times, twice in Albuquerque, twice in Lubbock. And then you swept them in 2018.
So 2006. 2006.
Yeah, in the 2005-2006 range, actually from 2004, you actually had a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 game win streak over them.
05-06 is still Larry Hayes, right?
Yeah, that's the end of the Larry Hayes era.
Larry Hayes at that point.
Yeah.
Someone said we won the Josh Young cycle game.
Let's find out.
It says Young cycle, Powers number 4 tech passed.
Was that in 2019?
New Mexico, 20-9.
Oh, that's correct. That is okay. Correct.
That was in Albuquerque?
That was in Albuquerque. I was looking at the row. We have some wins in Albuquerque at that time. We have a 27-15 win.
Yeah, the scores are unbelievable.
Yeah, throughout the history, this is not a unique deal. There are more double digit scores in this series where the winning team had, you know, in excess of 15 runs. All the way back to 2002, we won 21-8 there. Oof.
Yeah. All right, more from someone try to poke you on the chat line. Tyler says, classic ref, getting the first call wrong.
Okay. Sorry.
I think it's all in good fun.
It is all good.
Tyler
I
likes
hope
you.
It's all in good fun.
Tyler
That's
likes
fine.
You.
I know Tyler. Tyler's a good guy.
All right. Keep the comments coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll keep the conversation going. We got 30 minutes left. We will talk some Tech baseball right here on 100.7 Score.
Let's do it.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
So happy to be part of your Tuesday. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. You can take that mobile app with you. Even listen in out in Buttsville, New Jersey. If you want to.
Bet that place stinks.
Bet you're right.
You would think with a rundown city there'd be a lot of cracks in it, but it's just one.
Mm.
It is a big one, though.
Mm. If y'all can tell, Jamie is out of earshot now. He's over at the ballpark. That's Chris Snead. I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott back behind the glass. Keep your thoughts, your comments, your questions, all of it coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. We'll give you another secret word of the day coming up in about 15 minutes, so make sure you hang around for that. And so we have most interesting facts of the day as well. I want to talk some baseball, but real quick, there was some big news that came out yesterday afternoon, evening. The NCAA, Snead, has officially ratified the new rules.
Oh, boy. Yeah, sure.
Allowing athletes to transfer multiple times and still be immediately eligible. This, to me, I'm all for, hey, let's try to do what's best for student-athletes, this, that.
It's no longer about what's doing best for student-athletes, no, unless what's best for them is playing wherever you want, whenever you want, with no penalty or repercussions.
This is 100% about lawsuits. That's what it is. Yeah. 100%. You know, the NCAA literally got sued by student-athletes for not allowing multiple transfers and putting stuff in place where you couldn't transfer and then not have to sit out a year. It went to court. It sat for a while, and now they've changed the rule because they know, hey, we can't afford these lawsuits.
The lawsuits, you can't afford. It's not that they can't defend themselves. It's that they can't afford to. Yeah. And the legal fees for that. And you can thank Ed O'Bannon for all of this. Mm-hmm. All of this. And yes, his was a name, image, and likeness deal, but that lawsuit that empowered athletes, gave them the platform to go after everything, saying, we can go after that, let's go after everything. And they went after everything. And the NCAA doesn't have the stomach for the fight. And
no.
And it's probably going to cost them the top level of Division I football. At the end of this day, it's going to cost them the top level of Division I football because they're getting pelted from every angle, and things like this just exacerbate it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I'm sitting there with my kid in the car earlier today. Chuck and Jamie are bringing this topic up, and I'm saying, I said, I don't know if you're going to be a student athlete at any point. You might have a chance, you might not. I'm like, there's got to be some loyalty left out there.
No.
No, I'm talking to – this is a teaching moment for me as a dad. I'm saying, hey, this thing is so money-driven right now, and college sports in general are, that it's becoming pretty disgusting. It is, and there's absolutely no loyalty.
There is loyalty. There's a level of loyalty. The level of loyalty, you're as loyal as your options are as a player, and – if you are a player, a third, fourth string, walk-on type of player, well, heck yeah, you're going to be loyal because who else is taking you?
Sure.
I mean, your options are stay here, be a walk-on player, be a scout team guy, or go play D2, D3, NAIA, and don't enjoy all the benefits of Division I major college football or basketball or baseball.
You know, it just makes no sense to me. Like, this particular rule makes no sense. First, I wanted there to be I liked it better when there was a rule that says, hey, pause for a second when you've got to leave. Or pause, like, hey, if you're going to leave, there's a penalty. There's a penalty. Doesn't mean you can't do it. It just means there's a penalty. And then they take that away. Okay, at least in conference. You can't transfer in conference without a penalty.
Thanks, Baker Mayfield.
Don't matter. And then it's like, okay, you can transfer anywhere, but you can only do it once. Be like, okay, makes sense. You make one mistake on the place or situations change, whatever, fine. You can you can change your course of action in the NCAA, which, by the way, you've still been able to do whatever you want your senior year when you're a graduate.
However, you can
do all you want there. But they're like, no. Still not good enough. It's never going to be good enough.
You know, the funny thing is, what is the one thing that the NCAA tied to this? Your academics. Because do you think anyone's going anywhere for academics? Because you're telling, you know, Captain Mercenary player, hey, you got to go there, but when you got to leave, you got to maintain an academic standing. And so now you're going to go there, and you're going to be upset with the football coach. But your opportunity to transfer is really sitting over there in the arts and sciences department. How many classes you decide to go to or not.
The reason they do this, too, the main reason they tie the academics is there's so many players out there that just quit going to basketball or going to school. They're basketball players in particular that spans over two semesters. Spring. Like, I'm not going to class here because I'm either going to the draft or I'm transferring.
I mean, if I'll pass in the fall,
And if I'm eligible to get to the spring, okay, sure. Yeah. Why do I have to go to class? I mean, it doesn't matter if I pass or not.
Yeah.
You know, Texas Tech probably cares because our APR is going to go into the toilet if you don't pass or if you don't finish the semester.
Yeah.
But I don't care because I'm gonna jump in the portal. But now you have to have a little bit of academic skin in the game.
You know, it all boils down to not money, but the love of money, the worship of money. And that's the problem here. It truly does come down to that. And I'm not going to say it's 100% one direction, because there are absolutely coaches that will sit there and say, hey, we want this open scholarship spot. The coaches used that to their advantage. I won't say just as much, because it's not near.
I would say just as much. The transfer portal door swings both ways, man.
There's 75% players leaving and 25% coaches.
The kid that just went through the spring game here at Tech and then all of a sudden jumped in the portal.
Oh, I don't – yeah.
I mean, do you think all of them just said, yeah, I'm going to try somewhere else? Or do you
I think it's more about playing
time.
Hey,
you probably ought to go. You're not going to play much here.
Yeah, that absolutely happens. And does happen, has happened, will happen. Anyway, it's just it's kind of – it's frustrating. But if you're going to put these sorts of things on it, it's going to have to turn into a full-on league. You're going to have to put contracts in place where, hey, I just signed a 2-year deal out of high school to stay with this team for 2 years. I don't think you'll see much beyond that, but you're going to have to put contracts. It is pure playing for money, professionalized. That's what protected free agency or protected teams and players with professional sports back in the day, and that's
I just got to the point, and I said this a couple of weeks ago when Jeff was in for you. I just got to the point where I don't care. The players the players have made it contractual. It's contractual with me now too. Hey guys, I'm not gonna fall in love with you. Yeah. I'm gonna root for my university because you guys all come and go. Every year I got a whole new crop of you guys. So I'm not falling in love with you guys anymore. And the second that you do something bad, hey, guy, remember when we would say, hey, you don't boo that college kid? Yeah, you boo that college kid. You call that college kid out now. And if he doesn't like it, maybe you should go down to University of Blankety Blank. Maybe they'll like your attitude there.
Blankety Blank.
Yeah.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.